Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We've got lots of ground to cover tonight, as per usual on these calls, and I'm really excited about this one because we get to take some of the information that we're learning through the personality test that I sent out and the results that we got, and we get to better understand what all of that means, what's relevant, what's not, and how we actually can use these in a way that are really, really supportive of us creating our hell yes life. So we're gonna get our hands dirty, really dig into all of that this evening, and we're gonna do some group exercises that I think are gonna be super fun too. It's a really empowering call, or it's intended to be. So before we get started officially into that, let's go ahead and do an introduction round. This is Jenna's first call. So Jenna, I'm gonna give a quick overview of what we do on these calls so that you have a compass, and then we're gonna go ahead and jump into introductions. So introduction round is essentially your name, where are you located, something that you're grateful for today, how are you feeling? We like to check in with or share how we're feeling so each of us kind of know like energetically where we're at. And I'm going to pull this up so you can all see my screen too, because there's a little bit more to the intro tonight. And then in addition to that, what were your Myers-Briggs results and or DISC results? And you don't have to go into like the explanation, but just like, oh, I'm a protagonist and I'm also like da da da. So if you had the chance to take those assessments, feel free to just like share with us what your results were in your introduction. And if not, that's totally okay. You're gonna learn a bunch tonight anyways, and you can apply it when you take the assessments later. So name, location, gratitude, how you feeling, and what are your personality type results? And after introductions, we're going to do a group activity. I should probably share my screen here. That might be a bit helpful for everybody. Okay. So then we're going to do an activity that I'm calling 2020 Dreamin', because we're kind of wrapping out 2019 right now, and it's time to start giving ourselves credit for everything we did this year for sure. We don't want to just like skip into the next year and like forget everything awesome that we've done, but we're going to drop into a visualization exercise that has us imagining our 2020 hell yes, which will be fun. And then I'm going to do a quick hop, skip, and a jump overview of some really deep stuff. So I'm gonna let you guys go through this on your own time after the call. I'm not gonna cover everything verbatim, but I am gonna talk about, you know, what is personality, what are these tests about, what's great about them, what's not, or what to be cautious about and for. And then we're gonna talk about how to use these results and leverage our personalities or our character traits, or lack thereof, in helping us and supporting us to become who we want to be and live the lives that we want to live. And then we'll do a group exercise to wrap out as well. So that's the rhythm of the call this evening. Does anyone have any questions before we hop into intros? You tracking with me? Cool. All right, I'm going to stop sharing my screen so we can all see each other. Oh yeah, if you have a question about or a question or challenge related to understanding your personality, feel free to offer that up in the intro too, but you don't have to. Okay, so I'm going to stop sharing my screen here. Awesome. So let's go round robin here. Layla, welcome back. So good to see you. I love your bright red lipstick.
I knew you would like
Right?
it. Thank you. I'm in San Diego. I just got back to San Diego after being in Southeast Asia for about 18 months. So it's my first time home, and it's really, really nice to see my family and my friends. And we've been surprising everybody, which has been a lot of fun. And that's what I'm grateful for. So I feel good, and I'm just grateful for, being with my friends and family. It really feels like we never left, which is a nice feeling.
Welcome home. That's so awesome. Yay.
Thank you.
Oh, there was something also that sorry, I totally spaced this, Layla, but I'm going to interject it now. There was something about your homecoming that you wanted to request some group support around. So feel free to do that now, and then you can share your personality types if you want to as well.
Sure. So, So after that, do my personality, share my personality type?
Yeah, whatever order feels good for you. I just wanted to make sure that we hold space for that request that you have.
Oh, sure. Okay. So thank you guys. Part of the reason why I came home early is I was supposed to come home a month from now, but part of the reason why I came home early is because my dog is getting old, and he when I first got home, he was pretty healthy, but a couple days later he had this severe eye infection. He has a ulcer in his eyeball, and it was really, really badly infected. So we took him to the vet, and they gave us a lot of treatments, some medications, and he's been doing much, much better. And he looks, it's a world of difference. He's getting up and running again, but we still don't know what's going to happen with his eye. I mean, it was so badly infected that he, I don't mean to be a downer, but he may possibly lose his eye. So we really don't want that to happen, especially, of course, at any time, but especially at this age. So I'm just requesting, since I'm seeing the doctor tomorrow, guys, if you pray or meditate or send positive thoughts, anything, just please take a few minutes to think about him and being back in good health, big boy, my dog, and pray for or meditate, think about good news for tomorrow. So if you guys could do that, it would mean so much to our family. So yeah, that's all. So thank you guys. If you can, I really appreciate it. And thank you, Fawn, for letting me request that from the group. And the good news is he's recovering really nicely. So I'm so happy for him. And I've
Yay.
been by his side 24/7. So far so good with him. And I did the 16 personalities one. And I got ENFP-A/ENFP-T, which is the campaigner personality type. That's the one that I did out of the ones that you sent.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for sharing that. Much appreciated. And yes, if you would be willing to post a little reminder in the Facebook group and just say, hey, Biggie's having surgery tomorrow, or he's going to the doctor tomorrow, and just remind us. And that way we can all, in solidarity, hold some space for that. And I really appreciate you asking that we send that positivity your way. It makes a difference. I really believe that it does. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Paige, welcome back. Feel free to introduce yourself. You are driving, so you may not be in a
Okay, can
momentary.
you hear
Oh,
me?
yes, I can.
Okay, I had myself muted. I thought you had me muted. So, anyway, thank you. My name is Paige. I'm calling from Sacramento, California. So, Northern California at the Capitol. And what am I feeling and what am I grateful for? I'm feeling a little all over the place the last few days, and I've been considering doing branching out on my own. I'm with a company right now, which is amazing. I absolutely love it. I'm just wondering if maybe I should be on my own. So I've been having a little bit of I guess second guessing myself the last few days, and I had some conversations today with some of my power partners, people who I really look up to, and just had some really good insights. Like, how do you is this calling to my higher power? Is this my truth? And we listened to one of my friends and I we listened to an audiobook today together, which was really powerful and really awesome. And we went on a hike and listened to this book together, and so I'm really grateful for that. And I feel like it's brought me a lot of clarity from all this turbulence over the last few days. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm actually in a I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot right now, considering everything that's been going on. And for my personality, I got INFP T, which is the healer or the mediator. I take this test frequently, I guess every few years, and it's been consistent the last couple of years, where I'm getting INFP. And actually, it's funny, I have a couple friends that are the same, and I don't know if that's why we're friends or whatever, but that's the one that I got, was the INFP, and then T, which is I believe stands for turbulence. So
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. All right. I love that you sourced social support in this turbulent time, or this like time of uncertainty that you've been having, and spent some time with friends and went on a hike and listening to the same audiobook as you. I like that. There's something so bonding about that, because you're doing an activity, but then you can actually like talk about it and learn about it together. Great. What audiobook, just out of curiosity?
It was something something about distractions.
Okay.
And it's very interesting, because I'm actually listening to a book called Hooked, and it's on habit-forming things. And so it was really in line with this distraction, and it talks about, okay, when you have a trigger to something, you know, well, first of all, like, recognize what you're feeling before that trigger. You know, actually take, like, create a journal of your distractions, like, when you find yourself going to distractions. And it's just really powerful exercises that I feel like I really need to start employing, because I do those distractions, right? Like, where you're waiting for something to happen, so you just go on your phone really quick. But then you're waiting for something to load on your phone, and so you go to something else on your phone, and like 5 minutes have passed, and you totally forget what you're doing when you started. It totally resonates with me. So I'm really looking forward to this book. And when I get the name of it, I'll share it with you, because I think it's a really powerful, and the author and the narrator is super fun.
Cool.
Really nice. Yeah, really easy to listen to. He's kind of funny. He's got a nice voice. So I'm really enjoying the book.
Wonderful. Yeah. If you could post that in the Facebook group, I would love to check that out for sure. That sounds really, sounds really relevant for today's modern age technological distraction situation that's going on all the time.
Yeah. Cool. Agreed.
Thanks for sharing that. Yay. Let's see here. Jenna, welcome to your very first group call. Everybody send Jenna a big hug. Welcome. Yay.
Hey, Jenna. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Welcome. Feel free to introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself if you'd like to.
Okay. Well, I'm Jenna, and I'm in Burbank, California, and I am grateful for being able to be at this point in my life, I guess, where I'm ready for this, for coaching. And I'm sure I'm going to wish I did it a lot sooner, but I think this is probably the right time. And I'm currently feeling pretty good, and at that sort of that place to take the next step for whatever comes, you know, whatever's supposed to be happening. And oh, as far as the personality tests, I'm INFPT as well. So I've never met another person, I don't think, that is an INFP. My best friend's an INFJ. So, anyway, I just thought it was pretty cool that I think Paige said that she was also INFP. So that was pretty cool. And I took the other tests, but I forget what my results were for the DISC one, and I'm not finding it fast. But anyway, that's the main one was INFP. And I think that's it, but I'm glad to be here. And I'm very different personality type, so I was very excited about this.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, perfect timing then. Terrific. Yeah, it's interesting. We've been doing these group calls now for a little over 2 years, and we've never done one about personality types. So you is like perfect timing. Jenna just joined on, and here we are diving into all of that. So I'm excited that aligned in that way. Let's see here. Let's go to Jasmine.
Hey, everyone. Hey. How are you doing tonight? I am Jasmine, and I'm in northwestern New Jersey. I am feeling grateful this week for my husband and his parents. They live pretty close, but haven't really been involved very much. And after pretty assertive series of emails, we have now reconnected. And my husband decided to tear apart the stairs this week, and they have been over every night, like literally tear apart the entire set of stairs. He's refinishing everything. They've been helping, sanding, staining. I like came in from bringing the dog to the vet tonight. She cleaned my whole kitchen. It's just, I just can't describe to you the 180 that came from I think really me advocating for what we need, but maybe it clicking at the right time. Yeah, it's been a really positive week. They've lived 4 minutes away from us for a couple of years, and they never watch our kids. They don't spend any time with us. It's been pretty difficult, especially compared to the way I grew up. So I'm really grateful for that. I really want my kids to have a beautiful relationship with them. My results. So actually it's interesting. I teach a college and career class at the high school, and this is the first thing that we do. So I'm really familiar with the 16 personalities, but not with the other two. And unfortunately I didn't get a chance to take them, but I am really excited to add that to my classroom repertoire as well. I've been consistently a protagonist. But interestingly enough, when I first started, I was a console. And a protagonist is ENFJ I'm a slash A for assertive. And that change happened, I think, in a cool way for me. And I really align with my results. So I'm excited to be on this call because this is like what I love about people, is learning about people and who they are. And when you're like, oh my gosh, that's me, and you're reading this, but hundreds of thousands of people take this all over the world, and you're like, how is this? I say these words, how is it on a screen right now? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I love that you have had the experience of over time to go through a shift from a personality, or, you know, the console into the protagonist. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit here on the call, about how personality and character isn't necessarily fixed or rigid, that we do have the ability to change ourselves. And I love that you're like a living example of that, and that you really align and resonate with the archetype that you've kind of grown into. I think that's awesome. Yay. Thank you. And Ashley, hello.
Hello. How are you? How is everybody? I'm Ashley. I am in Los Angeles. I am grateful today. I had some time this afternoon to do some work. We're hosting a Friendsgiving on Sunday. So had some time this afternoon to do all the Thanksgiving shopping this afternoon, and during a time when the grocery store was not crazy. So I'm just excited. Just grateful for that. And then how am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I think I've been up and down for the last couple of days, just trying to like get focused. And, you know, we all have those days where like, sometimes we're like, I'm like, I'm on top of the world and I can do this. And other times I'm like, what was I thinking? But
you can relate with that. Yep.
Yeah. So, but I think today, I mean, today was a pretty good day. And I don't know, I always go back to, you know, if I start reading some of the books that Fawn has given me, or, you know, watching some things, it gives me the confidence that I'm on the right path and I'm doing what I should be doing. So, so feeling good. Personality test. For the 16 personality ones, so I actually did this probably 6 or 7 months ago, so pre-Fawn. Oh. And I didn't actually even remember that I did it until they asked you for your email address, and they were like, it's already taken. Oh. But 6 or 7 months ago, I was a protagonist, but I have shifted to a campaigner, ENFPA campaigner. This time. So I feel like those are somewhat similar. But it was just interesting, that shift. And then for the DISC one, I didn't understand this one as much. Maybe I didn't look at it as closely, cause I think I did it just really fast. But I was 48% influence, 30% steadiness, 11% dominance, and 11% compliance. I haven't really dug into what all of that means yet, though. So, but I agreed with the little statement that it gives you about it. So I was like,
right, no. The little pie chart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks for sharing that. Wow. So you shifted as well in the period of 6 months from protagonist to campaigner. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What is this? What's the letter set for campaigner?
ENFPA.
Sensitive ENFJ. Okay. Gotcha. Cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yay. That's so cool that you took it 6 months ago and kind of spaced it out and then got to take it again today and like see.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, I was like, wow, I shipped it. I was like, I guess it makes sense. I have.
It makes a lot of sense. You've gone through a lot of self-development in the last like 4, 5, 6 months.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the intros, ladies. I will briefly introduce myself. I'm Fawn, of course. And I am here in Jalapa, Mexico, and I'm grateful because today is my 2-year anniversary here in Jalapa, which is such a crazy thing for me to wrap my head around for reasons that I won't get into right now. Some of you may have been with me for that long, but yeah, I, you know, set out to travel the world and then end up in this gorgeous little idyllic village and fall in love with the man of my dreams and live, like, it's like, what? So I've been here for 2 years now and it feels like home and I'm so grateful. And I just like woke up this morning, like bursting with gratitude. My journal is like flowers and like all these funny scribbles that I put on there. Cause I'm like, I've been here for 2 years and I'm so happy. So that's my gratitude for sure. I'm so grateful that the universe, and I will call it the universe because I don't even know what happened to like A plus B plus C plus D to get me into this tiny ass village on the ocean that I'm supposed to be in, but it was some magic. So big time grateful. And my Myers-Briggs is ENFJ protagonist, which I really, really resonate with. And that's the one I'll mention right now. The DISC results and the strengths were also pretty on point, but those are more of like a screen share thing for later. So yeah, protagonist, which makes a lot of sense as I was reading the description. It's like coach, coach, coach. And I'm like, okay, good. Checks out. All right. Cool. So thank you so much for sharing about yourselves, ladies. Much appreciated. Let's go ahead and shift into a group activity that hopefully is going to be pretty fun. So I will share my screen in a moment, but because we're going to do a round robin, but first we're going to do a visualization exercise together. So this is going to be relatively short, maybe 30, 60 seconds or so, and I'm going to walk you through it. But so all you need is to like just get comfortable. Paige, if you're driving, please don't veer off the road. Maybe do the exercise later.
I'm actually getting ready to pull over right now. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Great exercise, but it might take you out of the moment a little bit. So go ahead, ladies. Feel free to kind of settle in, land into the seat that you're in. If you're standing, go ahead and take a seat. Get cozy. And as you settle in, take a couple natural breaths. Just give your body a chance to land where you are. Using some mindfulness to check in with your body. Is there any tension, relaxation? Just noticing your felt sense. Now go ahead and with natural breaths, I would love for you to open up your creative channel and the conversation line with your higher self and ask yourself, in one area of my life, where would I love to be a year from now? So the year is 2020. it's kind of coming around the bend to wrapping out, heading into December. And in this one area of your life, you're feeling real happy. You're essentially in your hell yes zone. We want to keep this realistic magic wand status. So best case scenario, but still in the realm of reality. Take 15, 20 seconds or so to see what comes up for you. As you start to get a sense of what area of your life that is and how you're feeling a year from now, see if you can tune into the details, like the specifics. What does it feel like to be there? Who are you with? What's happening in your day? And as you really land in that space of hell yes, reflect on why this is so important to you. Why does this mean so much to you? Why is it so hell yes for you? Maybe you've worked really hard to get there. Maybe you never thought it was possible. Maybe you're in a position to do things that you weren't before. Maybe it's an overall sense of fulfillment. Really tuning into why this is so important and significant. And now holding that vision of November 21st, 2020, we're going to time travel back to the present moment, gradually coming back to right now. Breathing back into your body, landing. Still holding that vision in your senses and your mind's eye. Take a few natural breaths. And then start to join us here in the moment when you're ready. If you need to take a deep breath or do a little wiggling, shaking, land back into the right now, that's totally cool. All right, welcome back. So now we're going to do a group exercise while that feeling is still fresh. And you are welcome to do this exercise at much greater length at on your own time. If we had more time here, I would do it for a lot longer and help you really get into it. But so we're going to do an exercise that I'm calling 2020 Dreamin', which is partially that visualization exercise. And now we get to share what came up for us and what unveiled itself to us in that visualization. So we'll do this round robin style. Super simple. I'm going to have each of you ask two questions to one of your sisters, and I'll guide you each through. So it will be, what area did you imagine and what would a hell yes look like in 1 year in that area? I can add that. And why do you want this, or why is this so important to you? Okay. So just those two questions, and let's go ahead and take, let's do a minute and a half each-ish. I'm trying to ballpark our timeline here. Any questions before we do this? Show of hands, if there are any questions. Okay. If there's anyone who would like to sit out, please say so now. That's totally fine. There's no obligation to join in, but we love it when you do, of course. Okay, it's like everybody's in. Sweet. All right, so I'll start with Jasmine. Would you be willing to ask Layla about her Hell Yes vision, her 2020 dream?
Yep, sure. Hey, Layla. What area did you imagine, and what would a hell yes look like in 1 year to you?
I came to the meditation a little late, but I caught a lot of it. So, my vision was, me and my husband, owning property, and having, you know, just, nothing too big or crazy, but enough for us to be comfortable, have room for a baby hopefully soon. And then also, I mean, that's a few years. I mean, not right away, the baby part, but it's coming, and hopefully. But and then having and then being able to continue to travel, but just not for as long of a period as at a time, as you guys know, I was gone for over a year. So, but I would, ideally, I would like to be out of the country for like 3 months at a time or 4 months at a time, come back and see my family. And then my online business will, our online businesses will also grow. And yeah, so that's what I envisioned from there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You kind of answered the why do you want this. I guess I would go with why is this so important to you?
Thank you. I think it's because there's a lot of reasons, but I think the main one is that sometimes it's scary to think of all the things that we have to do to get there. But it's important for us to move past those fears and continue to progress. I think that's why it's very, because it's something we really want. But I think, you know, just moving past the fear is why it's so important. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's exciting.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Thanks for sharing that, Layla. That's so exciting. I would apologize for my that escaped, but I'm not sorry. I'm actually really excited to hear that.
Oh no, it's okay. I would be the same.
Awesome, Layla. Would you be willing to check in with Jenna about her 2020 dream?
Yes. Hi, Jenna. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
For sure. So Jenna, what area did you imagine, and what would a hell yes look like in 1 year in that area?
I imagined, hopefully being, further along with, or much further along, maybe there actually with, how I can best help contribute to, basically to the world, but also be making a living with it. Mm-hmm. I've worked in an industry that was very unhealthy for me for a long time, and it really affected me. So I've sort of had to take a lot of time to sort of get well and also reassess. And so I'm sort of in the process of trying to figure out the best steps forward, I guess, to take to get to that point. But a year from now, I would definitely like to have a clear understanding of where I'm headed and how I can also use my strengths
to do that, to help people and to also, you know, survive and make a living and just sort of be fulfilled. That's a big deal. And I was always unfulfilled with everything in the past with whatever I was doing. So that's what I'm imagining. And yeah, I guess the vision would just be that I'm able, that I'm feeling, you know, that I'm working toward a purpose and that there's a lot of meaning in it and that I'm driven to do it. Like I want to wake up in the morning and feel driven to do it instead of like, oh gosh, you know, I want to go back to bed. And so that's really important. I just want to feel excited by it. And, yeah, I think that sums it up.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So if you, so question two, if there isn't anything that you mentioned before in the first question, why do you want this and why is it so important to you?
It's important because I find that, oh, I have found in the past that when, I think that if I'm not feeling that there's a meaning to what I'm doing and that I'm it drains me, like just takes away it's just so, I don't know. I just feel like it's meaningless. What's the point? And so it's very important, I think, for me to be doing something that I feel has a bigger, meaning. I guess it's hard for me to put that into words exactly, but it's, I think the fulfillment is a big part of it. And also the meaning, the purpose, the having, knowing that what I'm doing matters. Mm-hmm. I felt like it didn't at all. And I was just suffering through it. And nobody was getting anything out of it. Not me or anybody else. It was just a big waste of time. Mm-hmm.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I guess it would mean so much.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Jenna. Yeah. That's a lot of changes, but it seems like a lot of changes towards a positive direction. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Jenna. I don't know if you can see us. Can you see us or are you on calling?
I actually was kind of on the fence about the video and then I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And then I went to some option and it went to no video. And so I didn't want to mess with it in case.
Oh, okay. Okay. The reason I'm asking is because there's, I know that Ashley can relate with part of what you were sharing. I can relate with some of it. And I think if we could see Paige, she would probably have wiggly fingers too around some of the things you were just sharing around like the unfulfillment and the exhaustion and the toll that it took on your health before and how ready you are to pivot toward your purpose. I mean, we're all on that journey, but there are certainly some sisters in the tribe who feel you coming. Yeah.
Yeah, my health. Suffer for it too.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. We're so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too.
Yay. All right. Would you be willing to ask Paige and check in with Paige around her 2020 dreaming?
Sure. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a video now.
Okay. So the first question is, what area did you imagine? And what does your Alia life look like to you?
So I imagined, you know, something that's, I feel like so foundational for me is self-care and self-love and acceptance, because I have always done things for other people. Very concerned about what other people think about me. It's disabling in a way. And so my hell yes, 1 year from now is, I'm making conscious decisions and a conscious effort to do things for myself. And, you know, I think part of this is also, you know, understanding my emotional triggers and understanding, you know, having awareness of why I do certain things that are so destructive. And also
being more forgiving of myself, because I beat myself up so much when I mess up, and I need, I saw Ashley raise her hand. Yeah. On to, I am just like so bad at it. And, you know, how I, what I see in a year is, you know, I have this amazing group of women here in Sacramento, and I see them in my life. I see this girl tribe. I see women, you know, maybe a romantic partner, but maybe not. I think what's more important is that I'm giving myself the space, and I'm loving myself. And, you know, I'm physically fit. I have like great skin because I'm not, you know, drinking all the time, and I'm getting enough water, and just really taking care of myself, and understanding that, you know, I am, this is just so important for me to do this. So that's what my hell yes looks like in that area. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That I totally relate to that, to all of it. So, and I think it is very important to do self-care, and I'm not sure what else to ask, but I think that you just kind of said everything that it all makes sense to me. So, yeah. And it sounds like a really good direction to go in.
Thank you. Yeah. And I will say, since I have unmuted on the microphone right now, understanding that, like, or having like something that has a bigger meaning and purpose in your job and what you do, like, I completely understand that. Like, I don't even think you need to say anything else. Like, I can't, yeah. I can't do something if I don't believe in it, or I can do it, but I'm not doing it well. And I'm not, I know that, like, I have so much power and so much ability, and it's not going to come out unless I care about what I'm doing. So just really quick, wanted to give you a little plug on that, because I think that's very, very natural to feel that way.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I hear you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for adding that, Paige. Definitely. Yeah, that's why we're all here. Yay. I'm like, I could go on a whole diatribe right now. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to rein it in, Fawn. Paige, would you be willing to check in with Ashley?
Yeah. Ashley, hi. Hey, good to see you again. So what area did you imagine, and what would your hell yes look like a year from now? What does that look like?
Well, yeah, so mine is on the same page as kind of what Jenna was saying, is like my professional purpose and trying to figure that out. Because Jenna, you don't know this, but I left my corporate job like 2 months ago, and because I was exhausted, burnt out, and needed something else and something more, and felt a calling to do something with more impact. But anyway, the area that, or what I imagined, I was talking in an auditorium to, I think it was, must have been a group of parents, probably talking about my journey, and then probably talking about the mindfulness program that I want to create for schools. Because I just think I've gotten so passionate about mindfulness and the growth mindset and all of that in my last couple of months of doing all this, and it's been so helpful for me that I think you should be learning this from an early age. That was my vision. I was in an auditorium speaking to a group of parents, probably talking about all of that. My husband was there in the back, so maybe it was like my first time, so he was probably there supporting me. And then the other image I had was being in an open office space with a couple of other people, hopefully who are on my team, but it was probably like creating that program and working and trying to figure out how to get that out there and all that. So that is what that's what came to mind whenever I, for a year from now.
Awesome. And you kind of touched on this already, but why do you want this? Why is this important to you?
So I just, because I've gotten so passionate about it, I just think I want to share it with the world, and I want everybody to learn about mindfulness. And that's one of the reasons, that's the primary reason why. It's also important to me because, I want to do my own thing and be able to have that freedom and flexibility to do that and help people, be very passionate about something, but then also the flexibility to travel when I want to, or, you know, just be in charge of my life more than I was previously. So.
Awesome. Thank you. I think, yeah, that's definitely in line. We want to do things that we feel passionate about. And you sound, you know, very similar, like you want to give back in a very significant way. Yeah. So awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Ash. That is so inspiring. When you said that, I was like, that's amazing. You're in an auditorium speaking. I'm like, yes. Yeah. Spreading the word. Yeah. Yay. Ash, would you check in with Jasmine around her 2020 dream?
Yes. Hello, Jasmine. Good to see you.
Hey.
So what area did you imagine, and what would a hell yes look like in a year for you?
Mine was kind of strange. I was just like envisioning a highlight reel of a bunch of places I had gone over the past year. And then my mind bounced to like, how did I get to all these places? And then I bounced to like, well, am I working on my own? Am I an entrepreneur now? Like, I think maybe from our last Tuesday talk. And then I was like, even if I wasn't and I was still educating, I envisioned like more focus on like the college and career. It's interesting you said the mindfulness, because we do a lot of that to help gear the kids up. And I've really reignited some passion in those classes and in my day. So it was almost like I don't know if I want to branch off, but I'd be okay there if I could travel. And so I just envisioned like this awesome highlight reel of Alaska and taking a little floater plane to salmon fish. And I was on like a beach somewhere with all you can eat buffet, like one of those cruise ships you get on and off at all the amazing locations, just with all the food. Yeah. And like some were with kids, but most were not with them. So I don't know what that means. I do love my children, but I think education is what that says. Yeah. It was just like a highlight reel. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. I love travel, so that speaks to me. I get you there.
Yeah.
So why do you want to do this? And if you haven't already talked about some of it, and why is it so important to you?
I think it's really important because travel to me signifies freedom of choice. And if we have the financial means to travel and we can choose it, it's almost like I'm in a space where I'm have a little bit more freedom and I'm not dictated by a 9-to-5 where I can't experience life. And that's really important to both me and my husband and hopefully our children, that we can give that to them. But why do I want it? I just didn't grow up traveling. So I have this since I met Joel. He had been already all over the country and I like got the bug real quick. So I just want to see and go everywhere while still having a home base. I love coming home, but I want to go so I can come back.
All those things. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Everything, there's just so much beauty in the world. And I feel like I can give more if I experience more.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We travel internationally at least once a year and it's amazing. I would love to do it more. I want to do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Jasmine. I'm like, an idea just popped into my head. Maybe we'll do like in a few years, a Life on Purpose Sisters like world travel tour for like 3 months where all of us just travel together everywhere. Let's do it.
Well, I love the trip that you already put together, but teachers have like set times that we can go places.
Yeah. So. Well, it won't be the only one. I promise you that. Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing your 2020 dreamings. I really appreciate your vulnerability and ability to drop into yourselves and say, yeah, this is something that would be amazing. This is something I want. And I just want to like congratulate all of you for doing that, because I think sometimes we start to daydream, but then the gremlins can come in and say, oh, that's not possible. Or like, oh, that feels a million miles away. Or we think of the how, you know, we like get really caught in the quicksand of like the conceptualizing of how am I going to do it? And then the dream just like fizzles away. So I really appreciate that you're willing to say like, yeah, that would be amazing. This is what I want. And I invite all of you to hold that vision. Okay. Like journal this out after this call. in this particular area of your life, and a couple more if, you know, if you're excited about a couple of other things you'd like to be happening in your lives. We're going to start ramping into talking more about this in the next couple of weeks because the year is changing from 2019 to 2020. In fact, the decade is changing, which is pretty cool too. But yeah, so give yourselves permission to start thinking about that and let your desire come through. The doubts, the gremlins, the hows, they're going to come up, and just remind yourself that you don't need to worry about those right now because Coach Fawn gave you instructions to just dream and tune into what it is that you do want. And the whole purpose of this group of coaching of Life on Purpose, all the gajillion resources that I give you, is that those are all to help you figure out the how, and there is a way, right? So, so that's kind of the first thing I wanted to present to you all and invite you into, is getting in touch with that and giving yourself permission to say, hell yeah, like that's what I want. So to speak to that how question that can arise, this is where personality tests come into play. So if you're wondering like, did I join the wrong call? What does this have to do with personality tests? It has a lot to do with them. So I'm going to cruise through this pretty quickly. You can all dive into this on your own time. I will highlight a few things and then we're going to do another exercise in a moment here. So I talk about the be, do, have model all the time. Like it's all over in the Life on Purpose materials, resources. I talk about it all the time on these calls because it's what's up. Like it's the recipe. It is literally like how we bring anything into existence. Very, very first thing is our being. How are we being? Which includes our thoughts, our mindsets, our assumptions, our belief systems, which is why we dig so deeply into belief systems to extract anything that's getting in our way. So personality and character, which is what these personality tests are kind of helping us to tune into a little bit more, that's part of the being, right? So our whatever our combination of letters are in the Myers-Briggs or in the DISC assessment, these are clues and kind of pieces of the puzzle around how are we being. And from that point, we can use this information in a few different ways that I'm going to talk about right now. So I want to speak to something that I hear a lot, and I actually kind of fell into the trap for a while until I started really learning about neuroscience and neuroplasticity. So there's like, it used to be in that people thought that we couldn't change our personalities. It was like, oh, well, by the time you're an adult, you're pretty fixed. You can't really change. It's going to be like swimming upriver if you, you know, want to become a different kind of person or be able to show up in a different way as a person. Turns out that's not true. And I really want to emphasize that with all of you, because the changes that you want to make or whatever it is that you want to create in your life, if there's change related to it, it's totally possible. And I'm going to give you some tools tonight to do that. So I just want to emphasize that personality isn't fixed. Character isn't fixed. It's embedded, it's implanted. We might biologically have a predisposition, or we may have been raised by a certain, you know, our family of origin may have shaped us a certain way, but that doesn't mean that it's fixed. So everything I'm about to share here, I just want you to know, like, if there's a question coming up of like, sure, Fawn, but like, I can't change who I am. You sure can, if you want to. Okay. So personality tests are tools to help us, are almost like parts of a mirror, right? Where we can get a sense of who we are behaviorally, characteristically, and our communication styles, how we show up in the world. But they're not who we are. They're a description. They're kind of like an aggregate or a summation or summary of who we are in ways, and they can describe aspects of us and even predict some of our behavior oftentimes, but that doesn't mean that's who we are, right? And if you've been in this program for a little bit, you've probably heard me talk about like persona or masks or how we're programmed and conditioned with these things, but at the core of it, you know, we're pretty neutral, right? So personality tests can show us more about who we are right now in the sense of like, how are we showing up? What's motivating us and what our behaviors are. So they're helpful, right? So when we get our results back and we check them out, sometimes we're like, or most of the time, I think we're like, oh yeah, that totally lines up. That's so eerie. Like how is that so freakishly accurate? But sometimes we might read our results and be like, not so much. Like, that's not really me. And either way, it's okay, because none of the feedback that we're getting is 100% set in stone who we are. It's more of a piece of a mirror that we can look at that gives us a bit of a reflection, but the mirror itself isn't who we are. It's kind of like there's a concept in neuro-linguistic programming, if you've ever gotten into that, that states that the map is not the territory. So we just want to make sure that when we get these results back, we're not like prescribing it to ourselves, like, oh, I am an introvert, or oh, I am an extrovert, or because those kinds of like black and white labels can feel kind of locked in and rigid. And so I just wanted to speak to that, that yes, these results are really helpful. And that's why we're doing this, but they're not set in stone, right? There's so much nuance to individuals, like to us as individuals. All right, so the pros of personality tests is they're super insightful for self-reflection, right? If you take these tests, the three that I sent over, go ahead and read through your results thoroughly, do some Google searching around the different character types that results that you get, or you know, invest the $7 or $15 or whatever it is for some of them that give you like the full, like, you know, full descriptions. Because if nothing else, it's really helpful for self-reflection. We can say, you know, pull out our journal and say, am I a protagonist? And like, how do I feel about that? Does that line up with my beliefs? Does that line up with my core values? Like, you know, and it can be a great doorway to look within and also to better understand ourselves as well. And these are certainly helpful for like work settings or team settings. So if I'm aware of different personality types and I know my personality type or communication style, I can be more mindful of the other people in my group, right? And this was something that really blew my mind when I started learning about nonviolent communication and communication techniques, and also the Enneagram personality type test, which I didn't give you ladies, but I'm happy to at a later time. At any rate, when I started to learn more about these things, I was able to like understand my dad better and understand my boyfriend better. And I was like, oh, that's why you do this thing that I totally don't understand. Like, it's because you're a this, right? Or because you have these traits. So it's really helpful in understanding each other. Not to say that we're like labeling people. We don't want to label people and put them in a box, right? Just like we don't want to do that to ourselves. But it's helpful to know like, okay, that makes sense. Like, they're showing up this way. This is how I get to communicate with them, given that information. So great. It's really great for social reasons and personal reflection. So the cautions, and I spoke a little bit to this, they're not individually descriptive, prescriptive, or even entirely valid, right? These are kind of like a bird's eye view or a relatively accurate way to describe some of the ways that we are, but they're not necessarily entirely valid. And they're also not indicative of an aptitude. So sometimes people think like, I'm an introvert, so I can't be a leader. And that's actually not accurate, because aptitude and personality type, though some of them have correlates, it's not causal and it's not one-to-one correlation. So introverts can be leaders too. It just is it's a matter of being aware of and developing different traits in order to kind of refine that in the way that works for them. So you can go ahead and read through the cautions here. Another caution is that sometimes these tests, sometimes they can be affected by mood or a life situation that's happening. Like if we just got a raise at work and we just got our like yearly review and we're feeling great, like our test results might look a little bit different than if we just got fired. Just, you know, kind of dramatic things like that. But a good personality test, and I put this here, should have good test, retest related reliability. So it should get relatively the same results repeatedly. And if you don't, it either means that you're growing, which you get to check in with yourself about, which a couple of you have already experienced, or you can ask yourself like, is this test whack? Is this accurate, right? Do the research there. Cool. All right. So there's some cool visuals here for the DISC assessment and also for the Myers-Briggs and some information about these. So I'll let you dive into these on your own time. One thing that I did want to mention about the Myers-Briggs, and you'll probably come across this, is that it's fascinating because this assessment is used so everywhere, right? Corporations, companies, schools, it is like Myers-Briggs is kind of like the standard. Come to find out though, Myers-Briggs isn't the most scientifically upheld assessment that there is out there. There's a lot of controversy about its accuracy. So take that with a grain of salt. I just wanted to inform you of that. I have found it pretty helpful and accurate, and this is where our discretion gets to come in, and, you know, we get to decide for ourselves, like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this makes sense, this resonates, or this is totally off. But just to keep that in mind, the DISC, on the other hand, is highly validated and very reliable in the scientific studies that have happened around this one. So a couple of things there. And I also put in the resources at the bottom of this document, this is a million miles long, big surprise. There's a link somewhere in here for a site that has like a ton of different personality type tests. So feel free to like dive into that and just take a bunch of them. And it can be really fun to check that kind of stuff out. Here are some additional dimensions for consideration. So I like these because they like break things down. Let me zoom in here a little bit. They break things down in a little bit more of a nuanced, nuanced way. Can be helpful for better understanding ourselves. Sorry, ladies, I'm trying to load this page. Just snapped out of that. Okay. Oh no, I hope my internet's not going out. So there's a couple diagrams on here that have like the shades of the aspects of our personalities, right? So if we're between introverted and neurotic, this might be an area where we want to be mindful of kind of upgrading ourselves, right? So like moody, anxious, reserved, sober's cool, but like unsociable, maybe not so much. So these are, you know, you can just self-assess by looking at these and asking yourself like how frequently or how pervasively do I tend to land on, you know, any of these quadrants here and these elements. So what to do with the results? Lots of things. So the power of personality tests happens when we use this information to align ourselves with our goals, short-term, long-term, big or small, our desires, our core values, and ultimately our purpose. So I'll unpack that here for a second, and then we're going to do an exercise. So what this means essentially is that the reason that I had you start out this call with that visualization of 2020 Dreamin' is because when we get a sense of what we want and why it's important to us, then we can reverse engineer how close of a fit we are with the being that gets to do what it needs to do to have that goal, right? So bringing it back to the be, do, have. So I use a couple of silly examples here. Actually, this one's not silly. It's true. One of my goals is to be an entrepreneur, which it was 7 years ago, and I was scared shitless and had no idea how it worked and how I was going to make it happen. My coach helped me learn more about myself and my strengths and my through character assessments, and then I leveraged those things, right? Like, I am really driven. I am pretty undistractable when I'm focused on something I'm researching. So this is an example of a way that if entrepreneurship is the goal a year from now, let's say, then I can look at my personality test results and assess a few things. First and foremost, what do I have going for me that I can amplify, right, and strengthen? And how can I keep that on top of mind, right? So I want to use my intuition, I want to use my empathy or whatever the things are, right? So utilizing strengths is the best and most surefire way to, best and most surefire way to get to where we want to go most efficiently, but it's not the only way. But if we can hone in on what our strengths are based on these personality tests and then consciously exercise them and like get strategic about it, right? Like, how can I utilize my strengths and my personality to get to my goal, right? Is this making sense? I'm cruising through this stuff pretty fast. Okay. So if on the other hand, one of my goals is, I use an example here of having like a trustworthy, fun, thriving group of friends who are on the same page, right? Yet I'm on the neurotic introverted side of the scale, or, you know, if some of my personality attributes are not supporting me in going in that direction, I have a couple choices. I can either say, I accept myself for who I am and that goal isn't as important as I thought or think, or, and this is more probable, I think, is that's really important to me. So what can I do with myself and my being to shift into having that happen in my life and creating that, right? Like being proactive about that. So maybe I get to work on my social anxiety with a therapist, or maybe I'll go to a workshop about interpersonal relating, or an authentic relating class. God, those are awesome. So again, working with this reality that we're not fixed, like we're not set in stone. And if we have a goal and we're like, you know, if we're overweight and we want to be fit and run a marathon, we can totally do that. It's a matter of shifting and changing and like moving incrementally toward being a different person, right? Which doesn't mean that we're a different person. It means that we're showing up in a different way and we're committed to something else, something different. So then we can use our personality and our characteristics to discover and create our purpose. So this is where it gets really fun. And this is what we're all about in this program, which is, so knowing, you know, better knowing who and how we show up in the world as through these personality tests and through our core values and through our character strengths and all the good stuff that we do, we get to bring all these things into the world and like walk out the front door, so to speak, and say, okay, what can I do today that's going to help all these things come to life, or like some of these things come to life? Maybe I'll go volunteer. Maybe I'll go take a class, or maybe I'll go to the gym, right? Or maybe I'll go whatever. So the way to purpose discovery is partially theoretical, partially action, right? Like we can theorize all freaking day long, but if we're not taking action and going out into the world and getting our hands, like I would say hands dirty, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but if we're not getting out there and like putting ourselves into this, you know, into the world, then we're not going to know what we don't know. So it's equal parts. It's both are so important. So taking our personality traits and characteristics and strengths and tuning into, that sounds interesting. Like even if it's not something that we're like super thrilled, you know, like, yeah, it can be like, I've always thought about ceramics. Maybe I'll go to a ceramics class, you know, and just say yes to it and bring all of our being into it and see what happens. And through doing that, that's purpose tends to reveal itself. All right. So what if I don't like my results, right? Like what if I take these tests, or what if I have a goal and I feel like I'm not the kind of person that can make that happen? This happens a lot with entrepreneurship. There's always doubt with entrepreneurship. You could be a multi-gajillionaire entrepreneur and you probably still have doubt. I use that example a lot because I'm obsessed with it, obviously. But so what if I don't like my results? If I want to become an entrepreneur, but like I'm finding that my being isn't really aligned with that. Well, as I said, we can accept it and kind of shift our goal, or we can start becoming the kind of person that is going to be a good fit for that goal. So strengthening, changing characteristics or behavior. So I distilled this down very simply, but if you have any questions about this, I'd be happy to discuss it. So neuroplasticity essentially means that our brains are malleable, which means that nothing is fixed, right? So hence affirmations, visualizations, emotional repatterning, subconscious repatterning, it all works because our brains are these awesome, well, it is awesome if it's working for us, the neuroplasticity, but as Paige was talking about like habits and triggers and stuff. So sometimes the neuroplasticity gets like set without us co-signing it. And we're like, why am I eating a cupcake at 10 o'clock at night? I'm trying to lose weight. Anyway, So we are changeable. It is possible. And something that I'm really, really passionate about, and we're going to take this into a call in the near future, is using roles or alter egos for character and personality development. Like, I'm obsessed with this, and I'm excited to bring this to the table soon to you ladies. And essentially what this means, and this goes way, way, way back, like the philosophers and psychologists of ye old age talk about this. Alfred Adler was the first one to kind of bring it into the therapeutic realm. And really what this is, it's very simple. It's like, we get to play dress up, right? So he calls it acting as if, or the Todd Herman, who just published The Alter Ego Effect about 8 months ago. He's the mentor of my mentor, which is super fun because I get to learn all kinds of stuff from her about him. So acting as if and the alter ego effect, same thing. And it basically means if I want to be an entrepreneur, and right now I really doubt that I can, I get to hone in on somebody that I really admire and respect who's an entrepreneur, and like literally pretend that I'm them, like not out in the world necessarily, but even like at home or within my visualizations, and like put on that character, like put on that costume, put on that identity and try it on. And something happens in our brains. It's amazing. But we're able to switch out of our limiting identity that says, I can't, I'm not. And it doesn't know the difference. It's like, oh, like that's why theater actors and movie actors are so freaking convincing, because they are literally embodying the character. We can do it too. Even though we're not professionally paid actors yet, we can do it too. So if there's anything out of alignment between where you are now and your personality or your personality test results and where you want to be, you get to play dress up. You get to play act as if. And this is one of the fastest ways. It works faster than visualization and affirmation sometimes. It can work faster than NLP or hypnosis. It's badass. It's so awesome. And so I'll be doing like a whole exercise around this on another call, but I just wanted to like introduce it to you ladies so you can start doing it now. So the whole idea here is for you to start being, or continue being, the kind of person that does the kinds of things so that she can have the thing that she wants to have, right? So that 2020 dream in. Full circle. Okay, I just cruised through that so fast because I want to do our ending exercise. Does anybody have any questions though? And thank you for bearing with my, yay, Raven's here. What's up, Raven? Thank you for bearing with my super fast rhetoric there. Okay. All right, I'll take questions at the end. Let's go ahead and do the exercise. Okay, so we'll do another round robin here. So we're going to re-summon up our 2020 hell yes dream, right? So that area of our life when we imagine what it would be like if it was a hell yes. And ladies, you can choose A or B to ask each other, and I'll guide you through it. So A is, what aspects of your personality and character, based on your strengths and personality tests, can you lean into and utilize for reaching your target, right? So this is using your strengths, using the momentum that you already have going for you. And then B is, what aspects do you need to change or shift to reach your target, right? So if I'm eating muffins at 10 o'clock at night and I'm trying to run a marathon, what do I need to change? I'm saying that because I've been eating muffins at 10 p.m. Don't tell anyone. Anyway. it's amazing the things that happen when you stop drinking. It's like sugar. So what traits or behaviors do you need to have instead, right? So if you're trying to reach that goal, what might you need to adopt, and what alter ego might embody that? So you can just be super brief about this, and you could be like, oh, my alter ego is a marathon runner. Her name's Jessica, and she wakes up at 6 to go running in the morning, right? Okay. Any questions? Is this making sense to everybody? Okay, awesome. Everyone okay with participating? Hands up if you are not. If you're like, this is not for me right now. Totally fine if that's the case. Okay, yay. All right, so let's take a moment to re-summon up that 2020 hell yes dream. I'm not going to do a visualization for the sake of time, but we'll just take a moment, conjure that up. So a year from now, if you were hell yesing in one area of your life, drop back into that moment. And then we'll do a round robin. And we'll start with, let's see here, Paige, would you be up for asking Jasmine? And you can choose either A or B. So A is, what aspects can you lean into and utilize? B is, what do you need to change or shift? And what traits or behaviors do you need instead?
Do I get to pick, or is Jasmine picking?
You get to pick.
Okay. I'm going to go with A, Jasmine. What aspects of your personality and character can you lean into and utilize for reaching your target?
So I'm looking at my notes from 16 personalities that I have for my class, and I was highlighting a few. The one that I am looking at right now, it says, in general, my personality radiates authenticity, concern, and altruism, unafraid to stand up and speak when they feel something needs to be said. I am getting stronger in this domain, and I think I just need to continue to lean into that, because I think it could help me either stay on the path I'm on or redefine my path, because the more that I lean into that, saying what needs to be said and speaking truthfully and just being as authentic as I can, either makes it very clear I'm in the space I want to be in, or very clear I'm not in the space I want to be in. And I think it's in the times when I don't lean into that, that I then experience that, like, that doubt. And like, is it me? Is it them? Like, why am I feeling angsty? You know, and like it's like my skin is crawling, but like, is it my fault? Or is it where I am? I don't know. So I think that, as true as I can be and authentic and mainly just verbalizing. I think a lot of people have thoughts. I know I have a lot of thoughts, but especially in a public school setting where everyone feels like they need to be PC all the time, if that doesn't align with me, then I need to lean in to saying what needs to be said, and then I need to get out if it's not working for me. So, yeah, like
yeah.
That.
Awesome.
Thanks for sharing that, Jazz. I really, sorry to interrupt you, Paige. I love how you just put that into perspective. It's like, that's a litmus test that you get to check in with of like, that's amazing clarity. Nice.
Yeah.
Paige, did you have a follow-up question or comment?
No, but I think, I guess so. I think that's awesome that, recognizing that if it's not for you, then you need to get out. And just giving yourself that permission to do what's true to you and not just try to fit the mold. So I thought that was really good.
Yeah. I think it's important that you can't make the decision to get out until, like, I have to be 100% leaning into myself. Because then if I'm not and I'm playing 50-50 and I make the choice to get out, it was like a failed litmus test, you know?
Yeah.
Thought you were working with one part of the solution, but really it was a different mixture.
Yeah.
So it's important.
That's brilliant.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks. Jazz, would you be willing to check in with Jenna?
Sure. Hey, Jenna. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you. This is so exciting. We have the best group of women.
I know. I can tell.
All right, I'm going to switch it up and throw B at you. What aspects of your personality and character, based on your results, do you think you would like to change to or shift to reach your target?
Probably the
surprise. That's actually an easy one, because I'm very, 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 very withdrawn. And I've gotten to a point of like almost being very isolated. And I think that I'm probably too, well, definitely I'm too, maybe distant, I suppose, from people. And I'm very bad at networking and things like that. So I think that will get in the way for sure. And mm-hmm. I wish that I could just sort of, work a little bit better with, work a little bit more on being more the kind of coming out of my shell with people. Yeah. You know, for a while, I've always been an introvert, always been very quiet and just sort of, you know, shy, but it got better and then it got worse. And so, so now I feel like I'm coming back from that, but it's been very difficult, and I've lost touch with a lot of people, and I really regret that. And, so yeah, that's something that I would like to not, you know, fall back into that, you know, into that mistake of kind of like, you know, just sort of, you know, I guess, yeah, being so withdrawn.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. I guess I would want to remind you what Fawn said earlier, that you're not in a box of being an introvert. And right. That, like, life is all about that up and down. So you're, like, coming out of the box, and then yeah. Maybe you just, mm-hmm. like, the box is safe. And you're whenever you're ready to come back out, I think that'll be a beautiful thing. But I guess, yeah, I like this part B again. If you could envision like an alter ego that would embody the traits that you want, I guess what alter ego, what would that look like? I guess what, I don't know. What could you envision, like one thing that you could develop to?
Oh, I would definitely, I don't know who exactly, but I would pick an extroverted person. I would envision an extrovert. I think that's such a great idea. What you were talking about too, just about that alter ego. And to some degree, I've done that in the past and it has worked. I've never been able to keep it up. I've never been able to keep it going. But that doesn't mean that it couldn't be a possibility, or something that I could learn to keep going. But yeah, I like that idea, and it would probably be envisioning a character, an extroverted person, just sort of embodying, I think I could do that, but it's something that you decide of when, you know, you're not thinking of it. So.
Yeah, you definitely could. I've got a best friend who we call her Lolly when she, when she drinks a certain type of alcohol, but it's like, is Lolly coming out tonight? And it's like her like alter ego of like this wild and crazy woman who dances on top bars and is like talks to all the strangers, and she is normally like so conservative, but she always has such a blast.
Yeah.
So find your Lolly.
I want to be Lolly every now and then.
yes
got them.
Love that. Oh, that was so fun to listen in on. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I know I said it a moment ago, but I'm so excited to do the, I'm just going to do it probably for the next group call. I did this alter ego stuff because it's like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. But Jenna, thank you for sharing that. And I really, really honor your vulnerability in sharing that. I think that there can be a lot of stigma against being an introvert or being kind of like protectively withdrawn, because our society celebrates being so boisterous and ostentatious, and we learn to kind of worship these gregarious personality types and kind of shame people who might be quieter or, you know, more reserved. And I just love that you spoke to that and shared that with us. And I want you to know that we embrace all of it, right? Like, we all have those parts of ourselves. And I'm grateful that you shared that. It's really deep.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Jenna, would you be willing to check in with Raven? Are you down to do this round? I know you weren't here at the beginning.
I mean, sure, I'll wing it. I'm just reading over my personality stuff right now, but I'm pretty in touch with
okay.
So I think I can probably handle it.
Okay, I'm going to handhold for just a second, and then I'm going to have Jenna hop in. So Raven, in the beginning of this call, we did an exercise where I had the ladies visualize a year from now, so 2020, an area of their life that they're feeling hell yes about. So it could be anything, but you're feeling super hell yes about it. So I know we don't have a bunch of time to like drop you into that, but if there's anything that comes to mind for you, I'm going to hold that in your mind, and then I'm going to have Jenna take it from here. So she's going to ask you either A or B.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with B as well. I think, sure. But hi, Raven.
Hi.
Which aspect of your personality character can you to further reach your target? Is that the right? Is that B? I'm confused, but which aspect of your personality would you lean into to further reach your target?
That's A. Yeah. And you can go with that one.
Okay. A.
I'm confused. Are we doing A or B?
Oh, we're going to do A. We're going to do A.
Sounds like A. Yeah. So which ones can you lean into and utilize?
Okay, so not the ones I want to suggest. Dang it, I was so ready for that B answer.
I know, I got confused.
That's okay. Now I really don't even know. I thought I could wing this. Now I'm like, I know what I need to change. Now I'm like, let me go back to this and see. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now.
Do you want to do B instead?
I just got done on a 14-hour shift. Bye. I started a little bit tired.
Oh, thanks for being with us.
Can I do B?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is kind of, I totally just read this and it was perfect. I was going over the 16 personalities, which I realized after I did it that I had done it before, but I did get the same results both times, so that was good. It talks about like me not being able to focus on long-term goals, that I'm way more like spontaneous, and so it's, and just sitting here trying to think of like my, like 1 year from now, I'm terrible at it. Like I just am terrible at setting goals. Like I do way better at like being spontaneous and living day to day. And so to be able to like hone in more on that and like just get a focus on what I really do like want and where I want to be and convince myself that I'll ever be like satisfied and content in one place, I guess, like that's the hardest part for me. My alter ego would be somebody that's actually like focused and can look ahead. I just kind of jumped right into the next answer.
No, that's a good answer. I think I completely understand it. So it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Raven. That's so honest and so relatable too. Can anyone else relate to what she was saying? Like a year from now, I don't even know. Like I'm trying to figure out my today. Yeah, right.
I'm thinking about how many hours of sleep I'm going to get between now and the next 14-hour shift. That's all I can think about right now.
Yeah.
But I love it. But I love it. I love it. It's
all worth it. Yay. All right. So yeah, being someone who's more focused and can look ahead. So that's a good start and continue to strengthen that in the upcoming weeks. Yeah. All right. And Raven, I'm going to invite you to check in with, let's do Ashley around these questions or one of the questions.
Okay. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Raven.
Hopefully I do better asking the question than I did answering it.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to go with A, because I couldn't answer it, so hopefully you can. What aspects of your personality and character, based on your strengths, personality test results, can you lean into and utilize for reaching your target?
I think I some of the things that were strengths that I identify with on the personality test that we took was, one of them is being an excellent communicator, which makes sense because that's what I was doing for the last 15 years, so it better be. But I definitely want to use that and leverage that, while I don't want to be in what I was doing, but leverage that in where I want to be in a year from now, just because I think that's going to be able to, being able to communicate, share my story, share what I want to do and the passion that I have for it is going to be very, critical for what I want to do in the next year or so. And I think one of the other ones was, well, there's a couple of other ones, but curious, energetic, and enthusiastic. I think I just need to really lean into those, especially the curious one. I've always been pretty curious about things, but sometimes I just don't take the time to follow through, or I just don't do it then. I'm like, oh, I'll do that. I'll come back to that. Yeah. See. But then I'll forget to come back to that. And then I'm like, oh shit, I was supposed to do that or whatever, or look into that more or whatever. So I think I just need to lean into that a lot more and just follow through and do it, or do it when it comes up or whatever.
Yeah. Instead of chasing all those squirrels, they're everywhere.
Exactly.
Those damn squirrels. I like you using the last 16 years as kind of a springboard to get yourself like where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely should leverage that since I spend a lot of time in that. So,
yeah, that's a great point. Thanks so much for sharing that, Ashley. I really enjoy that. And yeah, curiosity is like, it's so important, but it's squirrely, right? It's super squirrely. If we were like curious about everything, it's really distracting, as Paige was talking about, like distractions and discipline earlier. So maybe having a method of tracking your curiosities, whatever works for you. I use the notes in my phone. I have a whole, like, I can't remember what I call it, but there's a whole section in my notes in my phone for, it's like, ooh, like cryptocurrency, like adopting children, like all these things that I really am interested in, but I just forget to, you know, study. So, yeah, love that.
I do that to come back to that and remind myself to go back to that. Cause I do that too, but then I forget to go
back. Right. I forget about the list. Yeah. Well, this is a good check-in with that. And, I would love to, you know, post in the Facebook group if you're like, hey, ladies, like one of my accountabilities is going to be to look at my curious list once a month or once a week or whatever, you know, and just sometimes sharing that and pinging ourselves in that way can help to like, oh, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. And Ash, would you be down to check in with Layla? Is Layla still here? Yeah. Cool.
Yes. So, Layla, we'll go back. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, cool. We'll go back to B. What aspects of your personality and character based on your results do you need to change or shift to reach your target?
Okay. So I found that it's hard to focus for me. I love to talk, explore, make interpersonal connections, but I was reading that sometimes it backfires when I have a report sitting in front of me and I need to complete that report, or I have a task that I need to complete. And I was also reading that my ideas often just remain ideas. And I'm exceptionally good at starting them and getting everybody else excited about it, but I hugely lack on following through, and they often stay just ideas. And that was like really significant for me. So that is something, and it's not like this with all of my goals, of course, but that is definitely something, the focus and, you know, pursuing my ideas that I have is something that's very, very important for me to change and shift to reach my target.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The focus and following through and making stuff happen is definitely one of mine too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thanks for speaking to that. I'm just going to mention something around that. So earlier I was saying that like working with our strengths is the most efficient way to move toward a goal. And so yes, we can work on our weaknesses and create alter egos and do all that stuff because it's really helpful. But I really want to mention the value of outsourcing, because like some people are starters, some people are like the doers, and then some people are finishers, right? like, I don't even understand people who are finishers. I'm like, how the hell do you finish stuff all the time? Because I'm like, I'm a chronic starter and doer. So that's totally okay. And when we, once we like embrace, okay, I'm a starter, I know I'm not a great finisher, we can hire a virtual assistant, or we can, you know, have our partner help us. Like, if we can start the dishes, maybe they can finish the dishes, or, you know, what have you. So leveraging our weaknesses and outsourcing our weaknesses is great. But if it is a characteristic that we want to work on and strengthen, then let's do that. But we don't always have to, like, you know, strengthen all our weaknesses. Like, if we don't, you know, if it's kind of like negligible, like, let's parse it out to somebody else who can help us. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And Layla, would you be down to check in with Paige? And thank you, ladies, for going over time. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, Paige. Okay. I have one in mind, but is there one that you really want to answer?
Surprise me.
Okay, B.
Okay. Good. That's what I wanted.
Awesome.
So, okay. So B is which traits would I want to change? So, kind of interesting, and this has been coming up as we've been talking in the call. I used to be an E. I used to be an extrovert when I first took this test. And, when I talk to people, so I run a meetup group here. We have over 500 members. We do it every week. I'm a social butterfly. And when I tell people I'm an introvert, they're like, are you kidding? Like, how are you an introvert? And I think, and so I'm like, oh, well, I'm a learned extrovert. And that's kind of what I tell people. And I'm almost like wondering if, like, maybe I am an extrovert this whole time. It's just, there's things that have happened to me. And I think a lot of it's my, my upbringing and like the conditioning that I went through with my mom as a kid, because she's very, in your face, like overwhelming, very like has to pick on everything. So I think I almost like introverted myself. Mm-hmm. And so I've noticed in the last few months since I started this club earlier this year, I'm more coming out of my shell, and I'm becoming more comfortable in these situations. And I'm, you know, Fawn was mentioning that we can change this about ourselves. And I'm thinking like, okay, when does this change take place? Like how much do I have to believe it before my test results change? Because, and this is another thing, is like when I'm going through these questions, I'm thinking like, okay, like, well, okay, I can answer this to how I feel like I truly am in my core, or I can answer this to like who I've been becoming or who I am, like who I am becoming. It's like, I don't really know how to answer it. And I think some of my, my test results were actually conflicting, because it said I'm an optimist on one of them. And it said I'm dominant as well. And it's these things that I don't think really go with the INTP personality, or sorry, INFP personality. So I've already kind of noticed a shift for me. And I think part of it is my confidence, my lack of self-confidence that, and this goes back to my 2020 vision, like I want to stop caring about what other people think about me. And I've completely adopted this thing where like externally, like I have to know what people think about me, to the point where I'm just too afraid to put myself out there. And so I think that is the area, like that is my alter ego, is like the page that just like doesn't, excuse my language, doesn't give a fuck about what other people think. And I have this book that Fawn recommended. I think you recommended it. It's like How to Be Not Nice or something. It's like,
not nice.
Yeah. And I haven't read it yet. My sister got it for me. And so now I'm thinking I really need to revisit this, because that's something that I feel like I need to not be so nice and amiable and just like always worrying about what other people think. Like I need to stand up for myself and maybe like be that extrovert that I know I am, instead of, because I have been pigeonholing myself into the introvert, because I am sometimes an introvert, but I think a lot of that is the conditioning that I've been through over the last 20 years with my mom. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've just started to come out of my shell this last year with my new job and the wine club. Like I feel like it's actually starting to come out again, and that might be who I naturally am or who I want to be. Like I see myself wanting to be that person. So long answer. but in short, yeah, I think, you know, bringing out that extrovert and that confidence and that not caring what other people think, that's something that I feel like I need to shift, and I really need to move into and believe about myself.
Wow. That was a really honest answer. And like, there's, there was like 20 things that you said that I felt like a lot of people were nodding their heads to, and and like I certainly could totally relate to. I think that's, I'm sorry to hear about the upbringing. I also think that it's so great that the last, these last, was it a few months you were saying?
It's been almost a year now.
Okay, yeah. Almost a year. I missed that. Yeah, but the last almost a year when you're doing the wine club, like you're finding more of, you're feeling more extroverted. And I just want to point out that I can relate to that because it was a little different for me. Like I always felt that I was very extroverted for like many, many years. And I got a lot of energy from talking to people and connecting with people. And then like some period, I think during my mid-20s, it was, I had, you know, just things happening and I felt more introverted, you know, mm-hmm. But I think like you, I feel like a natural extrovert. And then just recently I'm starting to get more extroverted again. But anyway, I just want to say that, I didn't mean to put the attention on me, but I can definitely relate to you and also relate to the how to like say no to people and not care about what other people think, and also how to do it in a nice way that like honors who you are. It's so challenging and it's such a skill, but it has so much value for you in the long run, you know? And I think that's really exciting for you. For you to acknowledge that and want to become better, not to acknowledge that and want to like make changes that you think are positive for you. And then I had a resource for you. I forgot what it was called about that. Oh, there's a, I'll send it to you, but I'll say it now too for people that are interested. There's a YouTube channel that I watch that's called Charisma.
Charisma on,
yes, you watch
yeah.
it?
So good, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I don't know if anyone else watches it, but.
Wait, what was it?
Yeah, I'll type it for you guys here, and I'll put it on Facebook, but it's called Charisma on Command, and it's Thanks. Like a very straightforward, very simple way of explaining on how to deal with people and how to, in various situations, and often do it in a way that's like honors who you are. And it shows like, it shows examples of like celebrities. Like for example, Russell Brand was in an interview and these, the people interviewing him, it was three different people. They were all being assholes to him and just trying to like get him riled up for the ratings and the attention of the show. They were being so rude to him, making fun of his accent, saying that they don't understand him. And the way he carried himself was with like positivity and light, and he still commanded respect, but in a very like charming and very like sophisticated way, without and with humor and class. And when it was really disrespectful, he put his foot down. And it was so videos like this. I'm rambling a little bit, but I think you would enjoy, and I think everyone else in the group will enjoy it as well. So that's why I'm talking about it a little bit. But anyway,
yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I appreciate you sharing your own similar experience with, you know, going back and forth between introvert and extrovert. Yeah, and I think it's a really good example of what Fawn was saying. Like we can change these things; they're totally, you know, within our control. So, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Yeah, the Charisma on Command. I'm so glad that you brought that up. He, when I was really watching those videos, it was a few years ago, and it was just one guy. I don't know what it's evolved into, but it was amazing. Like I used to recommend them to a bunch of my clients, and there's one video in particular where he talks about how to not care what other people think. It's like, it's about that. I think it's like 20 minutes long, maybe. And he says like exactly like the philosophy that I am always trying to foster here, which is that if we, it's not so much about not caring what other people think. It's a mindset of consistently showing up for ourselves and choosing ourselves and our core values. And that can be such a differentiator, because if I'm outwardly focused, I'm caring what other people think, I'm insecure, it's out of my control. But if there's a world going on and I'm like, I'm living by my values right now, I am moving ahead, I'm plowing ahead, whatever. People can think whatever they want, but I don't even freaking notice, or if I do, it's irrelevant, because I'm choosing to consistently say yes to myself and my values. So that was and he said that in one of his videos, and I was like, yes, this needs to get out into the world. So awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much. This is like, has been real, real deep and relatable. There's so much of what everyone said that, you know, was heads nodding and like, yeah. So, so what I would love to invite you ladies to do is not do is just hop off the call and kind of like forget about this conversation. What I would love you to do is, while it's fresh, write it down. This is my 2020 goal. Keep it fresh, like make it super sexy and enticing so that it's something that you like really want. And then do questions A and B, like what strengths can I use and what might I need to change, and, you know, alter ego related to that. Write this down, stick it to your wall, have it in your face, and just focus on this one thing for, you know, the next few days, weeks, months, etc. And yeah, start utilizing these tools and print out or have your personality type test results available to you as well, so you can keep those fresh and check in with that. So it's one thing I love, love, love that we have these calls and we do this work. And I'm not doubting that you all take this out into your lives, but I just want to give a little plug for that, like keeping it fresh and actually practicing these muscles. Cool. All right, so we are over time. Big surprise. We're over time. And anybody that needs to hop off, please feel free to do so. Thank you so much for being here. Anybody that would like to stick around and do a takeaway round or has any questions, I am here and would love to hear any takeaways that you all have. But anyone that needs to hop off, feel free to give us a wave and we will bid you adieu. All right. Good night, ladies. And takeaways, let's see here. Ashley, you want to do a takeaway?
Yeah. Mine was just that what you said at the beginning about thing that your personalities and your character can change, and that it's malleable. It's all malleable. And I love that, because that just, I don't always necessarily think of myself as an entrepreneur or whatever, you know, like I know those aren't certain personality types, but I just like that you can actually, you know, the whole growth mindset, you can work towards that. So I don't think I've ever really thought about my personality changing or something like that. So that's cool.
That's fine. Oh, awesome. That's a great insight. That's a game changer. I'm excited that came through for you tonight, and I'm excited to see what happens with it. Cause it's like, oh, wait a minute. I can change. Cool. Thanks for that. Layla, take away.
I've been trying to think of an answer. I definitely think it's really nice how everybody's really supporting each other. I really see it, you know, when I watch everyone talking to each other and when I speak, and I definitely feel it in the group. So I would say my takeaway is just the support and relatability with each other. I think it's so important, because when you have a comfortable place for that, you I think it's easier to progress towards those things, I think it's almost, I don't know for sure, but I think it's almost impossible without a support group, without support people around you, whether it's, you know, tribe, your family, your friends. I think it's so important to have some good, positive support, people that want to see you grow. That's so important.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
We're so grateful. Yeah. So grateful for this supportive space, and so grateful to have you back with us, Layla. It's always wonderful.
I'm so happy to have
you. Yeah. I think you were, this is tangential, but I think you were on one of the very, very, very first calls 2 years ago too. Like, you're a trooper. You've been with us for a while. It's so great. Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yay. And Jazz, take away from you.
I think every call just keeps centering me back to, like, create a vision board. Like, you got to figure out your mission. I don't know. I'm still in such a flux. So the big bold note I took for tonight was the thriving, trustworthy, fun group of friends. Mm. Like, That's part of my vision board. My best friends like are all scattered. So whether that's getting us together for experiences like through travel, which is also part of the thing that's really important to me, or like finding that here, I think that needs to be part of my vision board, which isn't really anything I don't think to do with my personality, but actually it probably is everything to do with my personality and connecting. But I think I just, the whole purpose and why I like searched for you in the first place, it's like every call, it's like everyone's, there's so many commonalities between us all, but also we're on such different trajectories and in such different places, but it's still so awesome. And I don't even know. That's another, I'm just like on a tangent. It was great tonight. It's been great every night. Thanks for giving me another vision.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's like social support and having this space. Like, I'm just, I'm so grateful that it's so valuable for you ladies as well. Yeah. And Jenna, this one's your very first call. So I am always eager to hear like first timers takeaways. How was this for you? Did we freak you out?
Not at all. It was awesome. I'm really happy that I joined it. I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. And I'm really glad that I was present for it. And I will be present for more in the future. I'm sure of it. So I'm not nearly as nervous about it or anything, but I really, for tonight, for what we were talking about with personalities and everything, I think the takeaway, the big one for me, that it's sort of like you didn't know you loved the idea so much until you until you heard it, like, was just the alter ego, sort of, you know, pretending, like, honing on the person that you admire, you know, and pretend that you're them to get yourself through a thing that's, you know, difficult for you because of your own limitations, maybe at the moment. And I also agree with the being able to sort of change. I don't know how much I could change, you know, it's weird. It's like, I don't want to necessarily want to change who I am, but I think there are aspects of my personality that could be strengthened. And I think that there are certain, I know with INFP, with Myers-Briggs, with anything, it's like there's dominant functions and then there's the weaker. And I think that I could strengthen certain functions that bring me to another, like I've actually had to question if I've become an INFJ because I've worked so hard on certain aspects that I've sort of become almost like a planner. I've almost become a, you know, like my best friend, like I think I mentioned, she's an INFJ. And I feel like, gosh, I don't even know. I feel like I've learned to sort of, you know, become, I'm getting more to at least being the more, the most extroverted introvert type, which is what they are. So I feel like I'm heading in a direction where I'm coming out of the extreme parts of the personality that can limit me. And that's the thing that, you know, it's like, I don't want to change the things that are working for me because there are certain things that actually do work, but then other things don't. So that's what I love the idea of like putting yourself into another character. And I feel like I could actually do that. And I've done it at times and it's
awesome.
It's like worked in ways that I never, that I found was kind of fun. And I wish, oh my gosh, like my husband's an ENFP and he's much more personal. He's like, I've got a big personality and sometimes I sort of adopt his way of being at times. And I find that I'm like, wow, that kind of worked for me. But yeah, it takes a lot of energy sometimes. So anyway, that was a big takeaway for me from tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, that was really beautifully articulated insofar as like appreciating the parts of you that you know, there are parts that you appreciate about yourself and you don't want to change who you are, but then you can also strengthen some of the things that you like about yourself and that you're, you know, kind of dropping into that malleability idea of, kind of playing with it. That's great. Yay. Well, thank you for being with us, Jenna. And thank you for being with us, everybody. It's such an honor to be on this journey with all of you and passing, you know, channeling all this information to all of you. And empowering you to realize that you can become whoever you want. It's not some Disney ass thing that like isn't possible. It's actually possible. And I appreciate your receptivity to all of this like groundbreaking stuff. It's amazing. So next call, we're definitely going to be doing some alter ego stuff. We're going to have some fun with that for sure. And for those of you who are coming to the retreat in January down here in Puerto Vallarta, that's actually like a main focal point of some of the things we're going to be doing. So more about that later. But yeah, we're going to start playing with alter egos, and we'll be circling back around to that in a couple of weeks and probably have an ongoing exercise as a group. So yay. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody have a great rest of your night. Feel free to post any questions in the Facebook group, and you're all amazing. Yay. Sweet dreams, everybody.
Good night.
Ciao.